Hello, hello. I'm going to share my screen with you guys. Super excited. We're going to have this PowerPoint. This is our first lesson. So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is actually one of my favorite things to do. And I am excited to share this with you. You've probably heard this before. And here's the deal. We've heard a million things a million times. And now it's time to actually implement it. Now, what I want to talk about in this first module is very important because it's what I do all the time. I notice that my mentors do it. Every person that I've studied under for, you know, $15,000, $20,000 for the year. Like, I pay for big coaching programs and I love it. I love self-development and I love learning how people get to where they are. And one thing I noticed that was common is that everybody kind of does this exact thing that I'm going to tell you to do. And I've done it as well. The one thing I didn't do good of is keeping it in front of me. So let me just get into it so I don't jump ahead of myself. So welcome to Online Course Magic. I am Lakeisha Michelle. And listen, your course should get people from where they are to where they want to be, okay? That's what your course is meant to do. You want to get people from point A to point B. At first, they didn't know how to brush their teeth. Now they know how to brush their teeth. Very, very, very simple, all right? So you want to always start with getting into their head. Like, you want to get into your ideal customer's head. If you start thinking of everyone, I'm telling you, this throws people off because then you try to create for everyone. And matter of fact, I'm going to actually just put that in here so that it's in words and you can see it. Create your course for one person. Like, that is so massive because you have to speak to that one person. You have to get into their head, get into their experience, get into their walk, get into their talk, get into all of that stuff. All right. So what are they experiencing on a day-to-day basis? That's what I mean by get into their head. So if I'm teaching you how to make money online, I have to think about you. I have to think about what you feel because you don't get to make money online. What don't you get to do? What do you get to do? How would it make you feel if you finally got, you know, some progress? Like, what are you able to do as a result of making money online? How do you really feel about it? Are you scared? Are you confused? Is it too many marketers coming at you left and right? Facebook ads telling you to make $10,000 in a day, right? What are you not able to do? What do you desire, wish, and dream about? So I got to really get into your head. And so do you. You have to do it for one person. If you try to do this for 100 people, or if you just see multiple types of people that could possibly buy your course, maybe you close your eyes and you see their faces. While that feels real, you have to create for one person at a time. What do they want to be, right? Think about, I mean, you got to really go deep into the makeup of this person that you want to be an ideal client, okay? What does it look like for them to do that thing that you know how to teach them how to do? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? You know, and it sounds crazy, but you really have to get that detailed. How will they feel when? What do they do when they get to the city? What if I was teaching a course about traveling with one carry-on, right, for women, and being able to go from glam to workout to everyday wear in one carry-on? And how will that woman feel when she gets to her apartment, Airbnb in Rome, and she gets on the balcony and she opens her window and she can smell the air, and downstairs there's a deli, and she's just so calm because she's just always ready for all the adventures because she just has a backpack. And she still gets to put on her makeup and go out for the night and look amazing. And she can wear her clothes in different ways. And so all the pictures look like she has a lot of different outfits. And she just feels confident because she isn't panicking about how am I going to pack all this stuff? And what if I lose this? And all of the things are organized. And so she just feels calm and confident. And she knows she is ready for whatever. So she can truly experience Rome. Right? That's what it looks like. What does it taste like? It tastes like nights on the streets of Barcelona having sangrias, enjoying a waiter brings you a glass and it has a real flower in it and it's colorful and it's orange and pink and white, and you're sitting on the street and the motorcycles are going by and the air is fresh, and you hear different languages and you see older couples, Italian and Spanish. They look like they've been together forever, and you're just in peace because you just came here to experience. So it feels good, right? And so what's the outcome that this person wants? This person wants to travel light. so that they can really experience and live. You want to travel light and experience heavy. That's the outcome that they want. And so it's exciting. That's the outcome that they want when it's all said and done. Everyone wants to create an online course. And so what I was doing there was actually saying, in this moment, you guys, the outcome when it's all said and done, you want to create an online course. That's your outcome, right? And so we take the formula. A, Joe doesn't know how to create an online course. That's where he is. Now, where does Joe want to be? Joe knows how to create his course and get it online. Very, very simple. Joe doesn't know how to create the course. Now Joe knows how to create the course. Now, in that, you go deep into Joe's psyche. Like, you really start to, what does Joe want to do? How does it make him feel? That's when you go into all of these questions, right? And so what you do is, if you get into the mind of your customer, you're going to really be able to speak to them when you're presenting to them. So now, your first assignment, I just want to give you guys kind of an overview of how it works, right? Your first assignment is to just brainstorm all the possible outcomes that you get for people consistently. So basically, this is all of the ideas, all of the courses that you feel that you can create for someone. Brainstorm, brainstorm. So get a piece of paper, literally just start to type. Here are all the course ideas I have. And we're going to mess with these. We're going to work with these. But I want you to first get them out your head. So cut on some jamming music. Cut on something that inspires you. And just begin to pour all of the courses out of your mind, so that once I get to that part, you don't have to be like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to create. So I'm not going to assume that you already know what course. Maybe you do. But once you get to that, once you get it all out, we'll get on to the next step. But the first assignment is to brainstorm all the outcomes that you get for people consistently. So, for example, when I did this, I knew that I could give people a short hair class because I can teach them how to create a certain look consistently. And the key is consistently. You're not Googling things and trying to make a course as if you're an expert. It's what do you do that is just something that you do so well, you can do it with your eyes closed and you can get someone else the result. What do you do that you can teach it with your eyes closed? For example, makeup, okay? I can teach manicures. I can teach hair with my eyes closed. I can teach how to do this with my eyes closed. I can teach how to do live streaming with my eyes closed. I can teach you how I sell things with my eyes closed. And I make consistent sales. And so I do consistent, beautiful makeup looks on myself and clients. I do consistent short hair when I was in the salon. I do consistent carry-on travel bags that are just one bag and I'm ready for every event ever all around the world. That's something that I do consistently, and people actually they ask for the how-to on that. So you want to look for things that people are actually wanting as well. But before I go there, just get it out of your head. Everything that you think is possible. I'm going to show you how to narrow it down. But right now, you just want to get it out of your head. Like, what do you do consistently, right? And what do you want to teach people? Just take some time and brainstorm. Now, I keep a running list of these ideas and outcomes. I realize that at some point my heart will share the lesson, or maybe it won't. I just need the idea out of my head so more ideas can flow. And so this is definitely about getting everything out of your head, getting the brainstorm going, so that you can literally like jump into action. Like, if everything's jumbled in your head, you're confused. You're more confused. So we're going to go through the methodical process that I use over and over and over and over and over and over again. And the number one thing I love to do is just brainstorm, because I could be in the middle of teaching this and get another idea. I just want to keep that running list, and I need to know where this list is. The first thing I did when creating was gave myself permission to fail. Giving myself permission to fail, meaning that once I created this list, all those thoughts come up, like, oh, what if people don't want to buy that? Or if people don't want to buy that, do people want to buy this? Oh my God, who do I think I am to teach that? Like, all of this stuff comes up, right? And it's kind of like the imposter syndrome happens. But at the end of the day, all you have to worry about is getting this information out of your head and onto paper, and we'll deal with all of the other stuff. So don't start making the list with the questions of will it work, okay? Now, You have to be able to know that some stuff is not going to work and it's totally okay. There have been some classes I've made a ton of money with and other classes I've only made a couple thousand dollars with. All of it is necessary. All of it is necessary. And I really just enjoy creating. And so I realize that everything isn't so common. And so no matter what I think, oh, this won't work, this will work. Typically someone needs what I know. So give yourself permission to fail. Give yourself permission to not know if it's going to work, but do it anyway. All right. I listed everything I knew. And I listed everything and I knew that everything wouldn't be the thing right in that moment. Okay. So don't panic. Just know that you're starting and building a course creation muscle. Do you guys understand what that means? You are starting and building a course creation muscle. So that means that you're going to be able to make a course if you practice at the drop of a dime. Hope you can hear me snapping. Like, I can make a course at the drop of a dime. I go to my same formula. I brainstorm everything in relation to that course. We'll get into that. And then there's just a format, and I'm going to give you guys that format. But for right now, I want you to just kind of start thinking of what would you actually teach, right? And you're building a course creation muscle. So what are all the ideas? All right. Once you have it all on paper, take a picture and post it in the Facebook group so we can see you are doing the work in this course. All right. So once you've brainstormed and you're like, okay, I'm done for the day. Mind you, you could brainstorm every day. I love to wake up and just jot down ideas. I typically actually do it after I get out the shower. It's crazy. I get the best ideas in the shower. So once you are done brainstorming for the day or for the evening, whenever you decide to take this lesson, take a picture and post it in the Facebook group so we can see that you're doing the work. Wherever you are in the world, wherever, whatever time it is, just take a picture and say, hey, here's a list of things that, you know, and you don't have to be perfect picture. You're just showing proof that you're actually engaging and putting in the work. My goal for you guys is to be able to understand how to make courses and make them quickly and easily and make them thorough and good, right? So we'll get into how I do the webinars, the Zooms, the PowerPoints, the worksheets, and all of that stuff. But first, I want you to get your course ideas on paper. All right, I'll see you in the next video.